play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to John Field Gymnasium, ready for the tip-off between the Lions of Peoria High and the Silver Streaks. Peoria starting Cortez Mosley, Michael Cade II, Christopher Williams, Armand Palmer Jr., and Tyler Walker. The Lions start one senior, three juniors, and a sophomore, and win the tip against the Silver Streaks. So we're going with Fields, Dotson, and Hodge at the guards, and Andrew Anderson and Jacob Carl at the posts. Down low to the left side, Cortez Mosley works his way in, just kind of takes it right at Nick Fields, and along the baseline puts it up and in.
He certainly has a size advantage there, and tried to back him in there and get him in the low post, and he was successful at that point.
Mosley is their most experienced player and probably their biggest offensive threat. He's the one who knocked down the three-point winning basket to knock off Rockford East on Saturday. Cornell Dotson misses a three out of the gate for the Silver Streaks. Tyler Walker the rebound for Peoria. Lions come back quickly down to the baseline and a hand check foul called as Palmer took it to the baseline and Khalil reached in, got him on the arms and picks up his first.
Didn't get in front of him there to cut off the baseline and picked up the foul.
On the inbounds, Palmer right underneath the baseline to Mosley, trying a little turnaround on Nick Fields. Went right, went left, reached back with the left hand to scoop it up and got fouled by Fields, and Mosley will shoot two.
And Brad, the real key was he got the ball down there in the blocks again, and that's just going to be too tough there for Nick to guard him inside like that with that kind of height advantage.
Nick listed at 5'11". The rosters that came along, as Mosley knocks down the first one, the rosters that came for Peoria simply listed name, number, and year in school. No size, no weight, so we can only speculate.
He looks 6'4", 5".
I was going to say 6'5" as well, and he's got long arms too, which makes him look even a little bit taller. Knocks down both free throws, 4-0.
They're Mosley at a 2-2-1, little soft press.
Streaks break it. Here's Khalil Hodge, left wing three, a little bit long, and the weak side rebound pops out to Mosley. Quickly into the front court. Down the lane, Palmer misses the layup. Dotson got back defensively to block him. Jacob Carl with a rebound. Cornell with a run out, leaves it off through the hands of Andrew. Anderson picks it up, shoots a 15-footer. Barely draws the front iron. Mosley with a rebound. Quickly into the front court. Loses the handle on it. Chases it down near the sideline. Gets it back between the circles. Left side over to Cade. Now to the outside. Williams with it. Williams, a sophomore. And he's got the looks of somebody who can be a real star in the Big 12 for Peoria High as he ages.
You're right, Brad. They just need to get experience and some success with that experience.
Down the lane, off balance. Walker lost his footing, forced up a bad shot, missed it, and then fouled. Cade comes down with a rebound, and the Streaks getting out hustled here in the first minute and a half. They've already given up three team fouls. That's the first of the game on Jacob Carl.
Great point there, Brad, because that ball, that 50-50 ball was ours. We had two players there, and their player was the one that got it, and he came from the furthest distance.
So Cade to the free throw line, misses the first one. 4-0 Peoria, 6:25 to go here in this opening quarter. Second one by Cade on the way. Again, the Lions play in a tough conference, the Big 12. Strength in that conference is not in the Peoria area, which is not many times over the last 30, 40 years can you say that any conference that Peoria schools are involved in, that the strength is not there. But right now it's in the normal area, and of course we saw Danville a little over a week ago and know how good they are. Hodge with it on the left corner below us. Free throw line, touch pass Carl, down low to Andrew. Forces it up off the back iron. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Carl. Peoria gets it back.
Good pass, high-low pass there from Jacob to Andrew. He just didn't square his shoulders and wasn't able to use the glass, so he missed a shot.
2 minutes in, 5-0 Peoria. Up top, Walker. Now hands off, left side Williams backs up as he's cut off by Dotson. Works around a screen. Williams still with a dribble. Picks it up now between the circles. Cade works his way right side of the arc into the hands of Mosley. Mosley steps. Now dribbles. Gives it off. Driving in right side. Cade cut off in the corner. Throws it away. Picked off along the baseline by Dotson. Cornell into the front court. Stops at the free throw line. Shoots and scores.
Needed that one.
Streaks are on the board at the 5:31 mark of the opening quarter, down 5-2.
We've made a change in matchups. We've got Andrew now on Mosley, which is a good decision by Coach Reynolds there.
Yeah. Size-wise, physically, they match up better. On the right side, Williams down low, turns, shoots over Dotson, knocks one down from about 8 feet out on the right side.
Tough shot, and Cornell was all over him there.
7-2 Peoria, nearly stolen away on the inbounds. Nick recovers, works into a double team, and now a reach foul called on Williams. They thought they had a clean steal. Knocked it loose once, and they just continue to hound and surround Fields.
And that's their calling card. They are going to be all over you defensively on the ball.
But they recover, got the foul on Williams, and now the streaks get it into the front court. Dotson picks up his dribble just across half court. Fields down the lane, scoops it with
great
the right
move.
Hand, banks it
great
in.
Great move by Nick. He saw the opening and got to the rim. Good decision and a good finish.
And you see that opening, and smart for Nick to attack it, because if he thinks about it, that opening won't be there.
Absolutely. They'll recover. 440
to go.
Numbers there.
First quarter, streaks down 3-7-4. On the outside, with the crossover dribble, Palmer. Now up top it goes to Cade. Passes it right side to Mosley. Mosley on the left-hand dribble. Works his way left along the arc. Now coming out high for the pass, Walker. Tries to get it left side. Williams couldn't handle it. Cornell picks it loose. On the dribble. Into the front court. Stolen away. And then he chases it down into the corner. Cornell gets it off to Carl. Trapped there in a reach foul. Again, as Peoria is all over the streaks defensively, I think they're going to get Walker on the reach. Carl was double-teamed by Cade and Walker, and they do call it on Cade, his first, second Peoria team foul, off back-to-back Lions turnovers.
I would have liked to seen Cornell use his vision there, because if he could have identified that Jacob was double-teamed, then he had numbers on the weak side.
Fields out, Quinn Anderson in. Inbound goes to Carl, turnaround jumper with a baby hook, missed it, and now Carl battling for the rebound, collides with Dionysus Hogan, a freshman, and Carl, after the miss, picks up his, unfortunately, second foul. The Streaks don't want to lose that kind of size this early in the game. 4:11 to go first quarter.
And that's a tough foul on Jacob. He basically got that foul because he's bigger and stronger that time.
Just battling.
Yeah.
Into the game, Jalen McCants, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game from Saturday night's win over Maine South.
I think, Brad, don't you, that we're going to see more and more of Jalen.
Especially as his confidence continues
absolutely
to grow. Halfway through quarter number one, 7-4 Peoria. Lions have the ball. Williams with it out high, directing traffic. Now dribbles left to the free throw line, dishes right side. The freshman, Hogan, passes it away into the left corner to Palmer and kicks it back out. Good defense by the Streaks. Peoria has to reset. Mosley, left side over to Cade. Dribbles inside the lane, lost the handle on it. Right into the hands of Cornell Dotson.
Good defense by the Streaks there. May that happen.
Cornell waits for everyone to get into the front court, brings it across. Now directing traffic. Anderson, Quinn that is, running baseline. Cornell keeps the dribble, steps back, hits from the free throw line.
And a great one-on-one move to create a shot there. That's not something high school kids can do very often. Cornell did it there and hit that mid-range jump shot.
7-6 now. Streaks are within one. They've recovered from a slow start. Engaged in the game now, to use a phrase that Mike Reynolds would use. Here's a little up and under by Mosley. Tough shot, gets it up with the right hand, rops.
Absolutely, Brad. And again, Andrew did a great job. Just tip your cap there. Nice move by Mosley.
9-6. Mosley has 6 of the Lions' 9 points. Under 3 minutes to go, opening quarter here at Thiel.
Quinn Anderson into the game as well.
On the left side, McCants cut off on the baseline. Pops it back out to Hodge, who shoots the three. Off the mark just a little bit. Jalen got cleared out underneath the basket going for the rebound. That allowed Mosley to get it easily for Peoria. Lions trying to build on a three-point lead here. On the left side, Palmer with the dribble. Works his way back up top to Cade. Looking right. Now Mosley comes out for it. Feeds it down low. Coming in from the backside, Dotson got a hand on it. Cornell's been very active defensively. He's caused as much problem as anybody against that Peoria.
He's a really fine defender. We've watched all year long. He just can do a lot of things on the defensive end to wreak havoc with our opponent.
Bounce pass to Hogan, down low, trying to find an up and under over McCants. Forces one up from the low blocks, missed it, got his own rebound, puts it high off the glass and in, and he got fouled by McCants and a chance at a three-point play. Now Mike Bromley, one of the officials, is saying no. He said he threw it so high up that it actually touched the score clock on top of the backboard, so they're waving off the basket.
You know, and Jalen did just a tremendous job defensively. He walled him up, which means walking right into him so he can't move, but then he just gave up the offensive rebound. He didn't finish the defensive possession.
So to the free throw line, Dionysus Hogan. First one up on the shooting foul and in. 10-6 Peoria. Lions scored the first 5 points of the game. They've led the whole way. Streaks have been no closer than three here in the early going as Hogan knocks down both and restores that five-point lead at 11-6.
Peoria in the 2-2-1.
Quinn Anderson to the midcourt. Andrew now gets it left side over to Khalil Hodge. Bounce pass up top to Quinn. Quinn dribbles left a couple of times, reverses back behind him to Dotson. Pressure comes out, gets on Cornell, picks up his dribble. Andrew now gives it right back to Cornell. Squares for three and hits.
Cornell getting off to a great start here on both ends of the floor.
He's got 7 of the 9 streaks points. And Galesburg now within 2 again at 11-9, a minute 40 to go, opening quarter. Crossover dribble right side, dribbling to the baseline. Williams cut off, feeds it left side. One row deep over the Silver Streaks bench. High pass is the fourth Lions turnover. And the Streaks have a chance to tie it up for the first time here, maybe take the lead. Minute 37 to go, first quarter.
Give Cornell credit again there. He cut him off and nowhere to go. And the central player panicked and threw it into our bench.
The Andersons, Dotson, Hodge, and McCants for the Silver Streaks. This is Jalen with it now on the left wing, looking inside, dribbles right. Here comes the trap, feeds it away to Cornell Dotson. Dotson on the dribble, now left side to Anderson. Andrew dribbling right, picks up his dribble, crossover and pass, and the stolen away by Mosley behind the back, leaves it off for Browder down the lane, but he missed the layup. Streaks got over defensively, made him miss. Feed into the front court. Quinn shoots an 18-footer, barely draws the iron, and they let it dribble out of bounds back to the Lions. So a bad pass, but give credit to the Streaks for getting back defensively to force the miss, but then they couldn't do anything with it at the other end.
And we've struggled with that a little bit, Brad, and that's good to see, and we're going to need to be back in transition against a ball club like this.
Under a minute to go, first quarter, 11-9 Peoria. Silver Streaks trying to hold defensively here. Mosley with a jump stop, kicks it out to Raekwon Browder. Again into the game. Left side, Mosley behind the back, and he's just getting too fancy with it.
One too many times. Yep. And again, there's a place for a behind-the-back pass. That just wasn't it.
No. Behind-the-backed it right out of bounds, and the Silver Streaks try to take advantage of the fifth Lions turnover here. Mosley had a nice behind-the-back pass on the transition opportunity, left it perfectly for Browder. That was, as Steve said, not the place to try to do it. Now Cornell trapped just across half court. And on the double team, Mosley gets called for the reach. So that's of their 3 team fouls. Every one of them now has been on a double team trap against a Silver Streaks player and just trying to reach instead of holding their ground, trying to reach in there and slap the ball away.
Justin Inhofe into the ball game now here with 37 seconds to go against the zone. Look for him.
Up top, Dotson. Justin replaced
Hodge. Go opposite to him.
Quinn drives. Collision. Two players go down. No foul. He missed the shot. Rebound Hogan. Drives other direction. Gets called for traveling. 6 Lions turnover.
And again, a good job by the Streaks to get back and stop the ball. Go to the rim first and defend, then stop the ball and then cover up. And we've done a good job of that today in transition.
Still down 2. End of the first quarter. 20 seconds to go. If they avoid the turnover, which they now don't. Avoided it once at half court, then Andrew unwisely tried to feed it on a bounce pass through the lane, and Peoria intercepted it.
No pass fake there. You're going to have to use pass fakes to absolutely get the defense to react and hold.
Down to 4 seconds to go. Mosley shoots inside the free throw line, missed it, ball volleyballed around, and that's the end of the first quarter. 11-9 Peoria on top by 2. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
At first, you thought it was a fluke. Driving home one night, you noticed things were a little blurry. All the lights coming towards you seemed to have halos around them, and you felt like you just couldn't see. When you got home, you Googled it, and everything pointed to night blindness. But you can't not go places at night. That's just not an option.
What is an option is making an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Call today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The story wasn't more important than the truth to them. Congratulations to this reporter. Great job.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Silver State trailing Peoria. Game 4 of the Martin Luther King Tournament for both of these teams. Cornell Dotson, three-pointer from the left wing over the rim. Cortez Mosley with his fourth rebound already for the Lions. Streaks had a chance to take their first lead of the game there, but now the Lions back on offense. Up top, Christopher Williams feeds it to Mosley. Left side, driving in, kicking it back out. Williams fakes the shot, now pulls it back out on the dribble, trying to work around a screen to the free throw line. Stripped, picked up, and the Silver Streaks force another Lions turnover. That's seven now. Cornell got in there, knocked it loose. Jacob Carl picked up the loose ball, and the Streaks again have a chance to tie it up or take the lead. Quinn, left wing, batted out of bounds by Peoria. Entry pass intended for Carl, and a good job by the freshman Hogan to come over and bat it loose.
And Jacob back into the game with two fouls here. He does a good job of playing with foul trouble.
Anderson on the inbound, left wing, Khalil shoots the three, rattles around, drops off. Jalen McCants put back, won't fall, and the rebound knocked out by Peoria. Another crack at it for the Streaks.
Boy, good look there by Khalil. It was halfway down, and a nice tip by Jalen that thought that was in as well.
Anderson, same spot on the baseline.
Got to keep moving, guys.
Looking, gets it inside. Carl with a quick shot off the back rim. Quinn gets up there for the rebound and then blocked on the putback, and he'll shoot two free throws.
Like our aggressiveness on the glass there. I mean, we've been relentless here in these first two possessions on the offensive end. Just got to get a shot to fall.
Quinn showed some hops on that putback on that rebound, didn't he?
He's an aggressive kid.
He
really is an aggressive kid and has a nose for the ball.
Raekwon Browder, the foul, puts Quinn at the free throw line for his first free throw. Streaks within one now at 11-10. Just underway in the second quarter, 7:09 to play here in this opening half. Rockford East beat Maine South earlier. Quinn misses the second free throw, but there's McCants for the rebound, and the Silver Streaks doing a better job on the boards. Here's a three on the way. That won't go down for Hodge, and there's the rebound put back as McCants gets up there again with it.
He is going to be and is so critical to us because he's so active, he's so athletic, and he's very, very long.
And the Silver Streaks with their first lead of the game at 12-11. Now right side, Cade with it, kicks it back out to the left side. Hogan gets it into the hands of Mosley, trying to find an opening, feeds it right side over to Williams. Williams on the dribble, trying to shake Cornell Dotson, can't do it. Now to the outside, Browder shoots a three, and that's an air ball. Underneath, Quinn Anderson with a rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks pushing it, trying to build on their first lead of the game, 6:20 to go, first half. Dotson, left wing, Hodge down to the corner. Here comes the trap, dribbles out of it, knocked out of bounds by Williams down below us here on the sideline, and the Streaks will inbound it.
Again, key there to beat that is get rid of the ball before you're trapped and usually come with a diagonal skip pass. That's where the opening's going to be as the defense collapses your way and rotates your way. We're making them shoot jump shots right now, not giving up dribble drives, and that's, again, what you want to do to a ball club like Peoria High.
Along with seven Peoria turnovers, this helped a great deal. Quinn Anderson gets the ball back after
there's
the
that skip pass.
Skips it up top. Hodge fakes the three and traveled with it. Khalil's missed his first two three-pointers of the game. I don't know if that's why he hesitated to put that one up there, but he had the open shot.
And I believe you're right there, Brad, and I'd like Khalil just keep shooting that thing. And his misses haven't been bad. His mechanics are good. It's going to fall. And he had it wide open there. That's the shot you got to take.
12-11, 6 minutes to go first half. On the right side, Hogan dribbles. Now gets it into the hands of Williams. Off the wing, dribbles to the high post, batted loose, another steal by Cornell Dotson. This time it's a one-on-one, lays it up with a foul, a chance at a three-point play.
Great body control by Cornell there and using his body as a shield there to get the layup and get fouled.
Five team fouls now on the Lions. First foul of the game on Broslin Owens, a sophomore into the game. Silver Streaks now on top by three, 5:51 to go first half. Dotson to the free throw line, hits, and he's in double figures now with 10. He's been a real offensive and defensive spark for the Silver Streaks here early.
Made that happen there with that defensive steal.
Eight Peoria turnovers, many of them caused by Dotson. On the dribble, Mosley with a crossover dribble with a jump stop past McCants, and he gets called for traveling. That's 9 turnovers now.
Again, a great defensive on-ball possession by McCants with a little help from Cornell there, and really contained Mosley there, frustrated him to travel.
Dan Ruffin, the head coach of the Lions, questioning it there from the bench as Hodge drives in, misses a left-handed scoop shot. Owens the rebound for Peoria. Back come the Lions quickly. Williams around Dotson, drives, can't hit the runner. And the rebound by Jacob Carl, looking for someone to help get him out of it. Dribbles out of it, fires it into the front court to McCants. Streaks with numbers. Jalen all the way with a layup.
And he's as good as anybody we have getting to the rim.
Nobody was helping out Jacob Carl, so he started the dribble himself, and all of a sudden Peoria dropped back to attack, and that left the Streaks with numbers into the front court. They took advantage of it, and it forces a Peoria timeout. 5:10 to go first half. Now the Streaks are up 6, 17-11. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Calling all superfans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
17-11 is the lead for the Silver Streaks. 5:10 to go first half. You were saying off air here just a moment ago, Steve. Your wording was Peoria's back on their heels right now.
Yeah, back on the heels, and we need to keep the hammer down on them here. We've got them on the ropes a little bit, a young club that lacks confidence. This is the time where we really exert our force here and really make it hurt.
9 Lions turnovers, forcing the first timeout by head coach Dan Ruffin. Now up top, this is Hogan with it. The freshman drives, gets a step on Ander and takes it in from the left side. Good strong move by a very confident-looking freshman. And it's a 4-point Galesburg
lead. And going with his left hand, his offhand there. Nice move to the rim.
Nick Fields back into the game at the point for the Silver Streaks, along with McCants, Andrew Anderson, Hodge, and Dotson. Feed it down low, off the hands of Andrew. Turnover by the Silver Streaks, in traffic, in the lane. Back come the Lions, looking to quickly cut this deficit and get back within 2, maybe 1 here, with under 4.5 minutes to go first half.
Good roll to the basket. Jalen just should have used his left hand because the pass was behind him. Still could have caught it, but just a little bit out of place there in terms of where that pass was positioned.
Palmer on the left side, dribbles to the wing, now kicks it back up top to Broslin Owens. A sophomore cut off, driving right side to Williams. Stops at the free throw line, leans in, and a foul called on Cornell Dotson. That was a tough one on Cornell. Looked like he was playing pretty good defense, but credit Williams for initiating the contact by leaning in. He's going to get 2 free throws here.
And that's probably where he got him with a body there. It looked like a clean block, but I think he got him with a body. And as Brad said, when he leaned in, he's going to get that contact, and the offensive player will get the benefit of the doubt on that call.
Williams, 2 points in the game. He had a basket in the first quarter. Knocks down the first free throw here. 17-14. Peoria back within 3. Lions had 11 rebounds in the first quarter. And at that timeout break, Steve and I added them up quickly. We had the Streaks already with 7 rebounds in the second quarter. But the Lions doing a better job getting to the free throw line here earlier. They now have 7 of their 15 points at the free throw line, trailing by 2. Halfway through quarter number 2, Streaks break the trap into the front court. Fields with it up high, looking over the defense. Now has it on the right side of the volleyball line. Quick touch pass into the corner. Khalil for 3. Got it.
Good. Ball into the high post and then go opposite corner. Good job by Andrew and a great hit there by Khalil.
Yep, Andrew Anderson with a pass on the touch pass into the lane and fired it out quickly onto the wing. Hodge with his first basket. Streaks up 5. 3:40 to go first half. Up top, Owens. Cut off by Fields. Kicks it out left side. On the dribble, Palmer stops. Gets it into the hands of Hogan.
Stop the drive. Stop the drive.
He does drive down the right side. Andrew cuts it off and trying to head and shoulder fake, trying to get Andrew to fight on the bite on the fake. And he turned it over with a travel.
And, Brad, you can see they just want to go to the rim, to the rim, to the rim, make them jump shooters.
10 turnovers on the Lions. Dotson in the front court to Fields. Left side it goes to Hodge. 3:15 to go first half. Hodge cut off on the dribble on the inside. Bounces it back out to Fields. Nick has it now. Left side, Hodge. Got an open look. Can he hit again? He does. One from the right, one from the left. Streaks up 23-15 now. Biggest lead of the game with 3 minutes to go first
and
half.
And Khalil's a little bit of a streak shooter, even with the good mechanics. So he got a hot hand. Let's continue to look for him.
Drive in from the right side. Step back by Palmer. Tough shot. Got it in over Khalil on the defensive end of the other direction. 23-17. Streaks lead to six. Fields into the front court. Dotson dribbles between two defenders. Tries to get it to Anderson off his hands. Peoria trying to save it. Does to Andrew, but he was stepped on the baseline. Andrew is falling out of bounds on the save, and he didn't get back in time quickly. And a late whistle, but I think it was the right call as Galesburg gives it back.
Just a late call there. The official was surprised, but it was the correct call.
23-17, 2:30 to go first half. Galesburg by six. Lions with the ball. Palmer will bounce it across midcourt. Now crosses over to the left hand. Up top it goes into the hands of Hogan. Hogan looking left, nearly poked away by McCants. Mosley keeping it. How much credit is that to Jalen McCants? He's guarding Mosley. Here's a block by Andrew on a shot. Andrew gets it back with the layup and a block by Peoria at the other end, and they dribble it out of bounds as Palmer tries to collect it but couldn't maintain his balance, and the Streaks will hang on to it. 11, or rather, that was a block shot, not a turnover, so Streaks defense continues to hound the Lions in the half court. On the inbound, Hodge again for three for the left wing. Three straight for Khalil, and Galesburg's up by nine now at 26-17.
And again, a streaky shooter, find him, and he's got a hot hand. We're going to keep going to him.
Jumper at the free throw line. Williams a little bit short. Andrew with a rebound. They reach in, poke it loose. Here comes the trap. Now the Streaks have numbers, but they elect to keep it in the backcourt. Left side, Hodge. Down below us in the corner, Cornell leaves it back for Khalil. Dries, pulls up, 10-footer short off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Williams, who leads the break into the front court. Lobs, batted away by Dotson, into the hands of McCants. 11 Peoria turnovers. Back come the Streaks. Hodge leaves it for Dotson. Cornell on the dribble, inside the arc, pull up, 15-footer, rolls off. And the rebound on the weak side to Mosley. A little collision there on the shot at the other end. No foul called. Officials letting them play. Streaks by nine. 1:10 to go for the half. Mosley on the hesitation dribble out high down the left side. Got fouled on the floor. That's the sixth Galesburg team foul. Nope. Take it back. That's the second. Seventh team foul. And the second foul on Jalen McCants. So that'll put Mosley at the line for a 1-1. Well, you're going to shoot a lot of free throws when you attack the basket the way they do.
Absolutely. You just want to minimize that and make them to try to take off-balance shots or, again, make them shoot jump shots. Our defense in the half court's been very, very good so far.
This is a young team, as Steve alluded to, and Mike Reynolds also talked about in the pregame interview. So Peoria showing some of those growing struggles in this game as they attack the basket and get to the free throw line, but they've also turned it over 11 times. Mosley misses. Andrew Anderson rebounds. Now Cornell trapped in the near court. Somebody needs to come over and help out. He finally throws it up top, and Mike Reynolds, screaming for a timeout, gets it. A 30-second timeout before the 5-second call created the turnover.
And that, Khalil was hung out to dry there. And again, we weren't at good angles to get the ball out of that trap in terms of passing.
3:00 to go first half. Silver Streaks lead is, should be 26-20, I thought. Scoreboard showing 26-18. I've got 26-20 in my score, but either way, the Silver Streaks are on top and preserving that possession. And possessions are so important, especially in a tight ball game. And this one has the makings that the Silver Streaks, if they continue to play their game, it looks like it's the kind of game where they could steadily build the lead.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. They surge a little bit, steadily build the lead. You got to give Peoria credit. They're going to be good athletes, good players with skills. They're going to score some with those abilities.
Here's an open three by Endoff, left elbow, just off the rim. There's McCants with another rebound putback.
He is very good on the tip ends, off the glass, on misses. Great touch. He's in the right spot. And there is a knack to being able to tip the ball like that. And he's got a great, great set of hands and able to do it with his length.
Here's a three-point jumper at the other end and another miss by Peoria. Rebound chased down into the corner by Hodge and the Silver Streaks with another possession. 32 seconds to go. Do they want to try to hold for the last shot? Nope.
Khalil
Hodge again for three. Banks it in! From the left side, it kissed off the glass and the Silver Streaks have a double-digit lead now with 20 seconds to go.
You take those whenever you can get them. You have so many go in and out and halfway down. We'll take that one.
on the dribble out high.
Get a stop here in the last 10 seconds.
Here's Hogan leaving it off for Mosley. That's who they want to have it with 8 seconds to go. He hit the big three that won the game over Rockford East. Drives in, dumps it off in the lane, put up and in by Owens. Down to 2 seconds to go, and the Streaks can't get it inbound. Good first half for the Silver Streaks. They take a 31-22 lead into the locker room over Peoria. We'll take a break, come back, look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Halftime at Thiel, Galesburg by 9. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Really good quarter there, Brad.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them, too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Going to correct my score right off the bat. The Silver Streaks lead by 11, 31-20. I realize a mistake I made in writing down the running score. Gave both teams a basket on one possession. Just inadvertently in the heat of trying to keep up with things. So I had the score wrong. The Silver Streaks do lead by 11. Their biggest lead right before halftime at 31-18, 31-20 right now. And a really good second quarter. I don't think the first quarter was all that bad. See, we just to get off to a great start, but we really kind of settled ourselves after falling behind 5-0, and Silver Streaks still trailed by 2 at the end of the first quarter, but the last 3 minutes of the first quarter just carried over, and the second quarter it's like once we warmed up, man, we just kept it going.
Got comfortable and played an outstanding second quarter, 22 points, and did a great job on the defensive end. I mean, we're cutting their drives off. You know, kids like that that are skilled and have the potential they have, they're going to get to the rim sometimes. We've made them shoot uncomfortable jump shots in other situations and off-balance drives as well. We've got some turnovers there, and we certainly dominated the glass in that second period and got a lot of shots off because we got to the offensive glass. Just all around a really fine quarter, and one I know Coach Reynolds would be very, very appreciative of and be pleased with.
And when you got Khalil Hodge knocking down 4 straight three-pointers, that sure doesn't hurt either.
Gets you healthy in a hurry. And again, Khalil's, and I think he's a streaky shooter, not because, again, mechanics are pretty consistent. I think that it's the confidence factor with him. And when he gets it going a little bit, I think the rhythm is a little bit more in tune, and then it's off to the races for him.
Let's take a look at our first half statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And as always, let's start off with the team numbers, Steve.
Yeah, we were 12 out of 29 from the field, 8 out of 18 in the second period, so 41%. We heated up, as Brad said. As the game went on, we were better and better, and that certainly was indicative of the way we shot it. 5 out of 12 for 41%, which is good from the three-point line. They were 6 out of 17 at 35%, only attempted 2 threes again, forcing them to shoot the ball especially
further out. Rebounding-wise, we had 11 that quarter to get us to 14, and they had 5 at 16. We only turned it over 6 times against a lot of full-court pressure and against a very, very good on-ball defensive team, and they had 11. And we were able to get balls knocked away on drives and certainly get some steals. And Cornell Dotson was a real key in that area.
Yeah, I do want to mention the defense just real quickly here before we take another break. Cortez Mosley is their most potent offensive player. He had 6 in the first quarter. He didn't even get off a shot in the second quarter.
And Coach Reynolds made a real, real fine decision in terms of making an adjustment with personnel. And McCants and Andrew Anderson, with their length and their athletic ability, really kept him from getting to the basket there in the second period.
Let's take a break here. We'll take a look at the individual scoring when we come back. We'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as well. With Galesburg up 11 at the break, 31-20. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Why are you still doing it? Well, I like it, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not retiring. I mean, I've been to second, third, fourth generations. I am a part of their family.
And since he started selling cars back in 1970, there's a lot of customers that feel the same way about Gene Stahl from Yum Ford. Because Gene will tell you, you can't spend 5 decades in the car business without learning a thing or two about how to treat customers right.
If people trust in us enough to come and buy a new or used car truck, and we continue to take care of them, they won't go anywhere else. And that's the difference. And that's what we do best. Buying a new car is fun, and that's what it should be. Yum Ford is creating that excitement. It's satisfying to see him thank you and you watch the taillights go off into the sunset. It's rewarding to me.
Get to know Gene Stahl and the team at Yum Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
The Ford store built just for you.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, 2.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, Detail for Life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. 31-20 is the Streaks' lead over Peoria High. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here in the first half as the team comes back out of the locker room. We're going to talk with Ryan Hart here quickly. So Cortez Mosley, the leading scorer for the Lions with 7. Next up, Christopher Williams and Dionysus Hogan, each with 4. Roslyn Owens, Armand Palmer Jr. with 2, and Michael Cade II has 1. Let's go down courtside. Here's Steve with Ryan Hart.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, we continue with the Martin Luther King Tournament. Halftime here, Streaks lead, Peoria High, 31-20. Coach, a good half. I know we've had to make some adjustments the last couple of halves. Tell us about the things you saw that were really good that first half.
Well, we're moving the ball a lot better tonight than usual. Flashing open spots a little bit harder, and the more the ball moves, the better your looks are going to be at the basket, and we knocked some down today, so that's going well for us.
And I know you guys, I know you're not, but you guys are all about defense. You made, as you've always said, you've made shooters, drivers here today, haven't you? And you've really done a good job of that.
Yeah, and that's what we focus on down in the locker room. Make sure you're going under screens, make sure we're helping off our guys, and make sure we're stopping dribble penetration because they're going to put their heads down and start going to the rim.
Anything new here as we go into the second half?
Not at the moment.
Let's get another win. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, as always, to Ryan Hart joining us at halftime for our Halftime Coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's take a look at the rest of the individual scoring in the first half. Silver Streaks already have 2 players in double figures. Khalil Hodge with those 4 straight three-pointers in the second quarter leads Galesburg with 12. Cornell Dotson's been very steady with 10 in the first half. Jalen McCants off the bench has provided another big lift. Remember, he was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in the win over Maine South Saturday night. And he picks right up where he left off here today in the second quarter. 6 points, 4 rebounds. And so he's the third leading scorer for the Streaks. Nick Fields has 2, Quinn Anderson 1. And the Silver Streaks are getting this job done here in the first half with an 11-point lead with no points from Andrew Anderson or Jacob Carl. And also Justin Endoff got into action in the second quarter and also has not scored. Lions will have the ball to start the third quarter, so it could be a big run for Peoria, potentially getting the final possession of the first half and the first possession of the second half, but instead on a dribble drive, Cade steps out of bounds. And boy, we saw the Streaks absolutely attacking the basketball just on the inbound to begin with. And now Nick Fields is running the baseline, and he forgot they're not coming off a basket. They came off a turnover, so he can't run the baseline, so that's a turnover, and Lions get it back under their own basket.
And again, we didn't come to the ball there. We ran away from the ball, and that's not a good recipe to get the ball in.
Bounce pass down low to Christopher Williams. It goes right at Cornell Dotson. Good strong move up and in with the right hand, and they do get those back-to-back baskets. End of the first half and the first of the second half, down 9 now. Dotson, bad pass as he gets trapped across midcourt. Again, nobody came to help out. Peoria with a turnover.
Not the start we wanted.
Here's Mosley underneath. Shot up and in. Good feed to Tyler Walker, the big man right underneath the basket. And that forces a Galesburg timeout as Mike Reynolds is really unhappy with his kids. We saw him attack defensively on the opening possession on the inbound, and instead all they've done is turn it over twice and give up two Peoria baskets.
Good timeout by Coach Reynolds, and he laid the law down there, and
sure
rightfully
did.
So. I mean, we played such a fine second period doing all the things that are Galesburg basketball, and then we come out here to begin the second period and do all those things that are not Galesburg basketball. So a timeout here to reset and reestablish those things was needed and a good decision by Coach Reynolds. And he's not very pleased, and rightfully so.
So if you go back to that final possession of the first half when the Lions scored, it's a 6-0 run to cut the deficit to 7 at 31-24. And now the horn sounds inadvertently, and the officials are going to stop the play as all the players were pretty confused by that. So they're going to go ahead and inbound here.
Now we got to get it inbounds again, and that's a tough thing to do.
And now the officials are going to square away, and scoring table's got it all figured out. They're saying, never mind, never mind. Everything. They thought there might have been a...
And we have a new scoreboard here. I know that we're into the second half of the season, but can still have some things that can be difficult to get adjusted to.
And when the horn sounds like that, a lot of times it's the scoring table trying to get the officials' attention for something. So once they cleared it up and said, nope, everything's all right, we're back underway. Fields with it up top at the volleyball line. Puts the ball on the floor with a dribble to the right side. Cut off there. Here comes a trap. Double team. Needs to help get out of it. Gets it to Andrew. Down to the baseline. And he'll put it back out to the outside. Now Dotson has it in the midcourt circle. Minute gone here. Third quarter. Streaks lead by 7. 31-24 over Peoria. Game 4 for both teams here in this Martin Luther King tournament.
Peoria's dialed up their defense as well.
Streaks having a hard time even finding an opening inside the arc right now. Carl with it on the right wing. Dribbles left to the volleyball line. Soft pass finds its way to Fields in front of the Streaks bench. Now Nick dribbles down to the baseline and a big block and a foul call to hack on the arm. A good move by Nick just to make something happen here.
Absolutely, Brad. Try to make something happen there. He tried to get to the rim, and he got fouled.
Second foul of the game on Cortez Mosley. First of the second half on either team. 6:33 to go third quarter. Fields to the free throw line. Hits the first one.
Simplified the free throw mechanics. Little movement, and he's knocking them down right now.
Yeah, 10 out of 17 prior to that one. Second one up and in as well. You know, Nick really struggled at the free throw line early on in the season. He was well under 50% at the line, but he's now approaching 60%. In fact, he's over 60% on the season now, and it's going to be key for the Silver Streaks for one of their ball handlers to be able to knock down some free throws down the stretch. Here's a ball slapped away, scramble for it on the floor, and the Streaks come up with it. Dotson into the front court. Right side, Fields on the dribble, bounces back behind him to Andrew Anderson. Andrew dribbles to the right side, crossover dribble behind the back, inside, found an opening to the lane, ball knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Peoria.
Good steal down here by Khalil. He saw the opening, got his hand in there, poked it away. And we needed that on the defensive end as well.
You're going to credit that as a shot, Steve, or just knocked out of bounds?
I'm going to give him a shot because I think that's what he wanted to do.
On the inbounds, Khalil misses a three. Weak side rebound by Nick Fields. Streaks get another chance at it. Down into the right corner, Hodge with it. Here comes the trap. Needs help. Feeds it up top to Fields. Somebody's open. It's Dotson. Left side three. Line drive off the bottom of the front of the rim. But Andrew gets the rebound, then has it poked away. And now Cornell, after the steal, reaches in and fouls Mosley. That's the second of the game on Cornell.
Yeah, tough one there. If we could have retained possession and got a basket out of that, that certainly would have been a much-needed basket. It looked like Cornell shot that ball a little bit fast. He didn't have it set in his hand.
Yeah.
And as Brad described it, it was a line drive and had no chance.
5:40 to go, third quarter. Streak's lead is 9, 33-24. Mosley with it on the right wing in front of the Peoria bench. Not a lot of movement here. Now they get it to the high post. And the center down low, Walker comes out, shoots it, misses it from 15 feet. Cornell comes out with the rebound. His first of the game. Andrew lobs it down low to Carl. Fires it to the left side. Hodge gets tripped up. Lost the handle on the dribble. Mike Reynolds wanted a foul. Peoria got the steal. Now Dotson comes back, gets it back. And Mosley's momentum forces him to undercut Dotson. And he picks up his third foul. So offsetting turnovers. And credit Cornell for getting back defensively to keep that one alive for the Silver Streak.
Hustle play that there's no statistic for, but a key play there to get the turnover eventually and then the foul.
What I don't like, Steve, is four turnovers on the Silver Streaks already.
No.
Not even three minutes into the third quarter.
We want when we only had six in the entire first half.
Here's Andrew driving and an offensive foul called. Andrew faded left through the lane trying to avoid the direct contact. Peoria drew the charge, though. So there's the fifth Galesburg turnover, 11 for the game now, and the first foul of the game on Andrew Anderson.
And again, still trying to get Andrew untracked. He has no points again tonight, and it's a difficult chore to win without him being able to score. He's been our leading scorer for most of the season.
Yeah, Hodge is the leading scorer overall for the Silver Streaks. Yep, here's that head and shoulder fake out high, and Hogan didn't get the ball on the floor in time. So four Lions turnovers. They really haven't been a whole lot better here in the third quarter. 15 for the game. And the Streaks inbound against that 1-2-2 trap. Quickly into the front court. Dotson pulls up at the free throw line, flips it up with the left hand and gets the roll.
Nice move by Cornell and a much-needed basket there.
That restores the Galesburg double-digit lead back to 11 at 35-24. Hesitation drive from out high, and Carl comes over and blocks Williams. Into the front court quickly, Dotson. Hesitation drive himself. Step back. 15-footer swish.
Big-time fadeaway there. And a nice play by Jacob Carl to come off on the help side and get the block. Just what you need to do as a post defender in that last defensive possession.
Matches the biggest lead of the game for the Silver Streaks at 37-24 now. Not even halfway through quarter number three. On the outside, Palmer. He'll just step up and shoot the three and missed it. Long rebound comes out to Hodge, and he gets practically tackled, a standing tackle by Cade. That is his second foul and the third Peoria team foul here in the second half. And I think some frustration starting to show here by the Lions, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, and again, we talked about that, you know, we had them on the ropes at one point here in the second period like this. Now we got them a little bit back on their heels again. Let's see if we can take advantage on it and go on a run here.
They got within seven. The Streaks have scored the last six, though, to open it back up to a 13-point lead. And
Galesburg
with the ball. Dotson up top to Carl. Left side Fields. Outside the arc. Now gets it over right side off the elbow to Hodge. Dribbles left a couple of times toward the top. Now Carl with the hand on the ball. Swings it down low. Cornell tries to put the ball on the floor with a dribble. Kicked it. Loose ball picked up by Williams. Euro step past Carl into the lane. And he's going to draw a foul on Jacob. Jacob's really frustrated, and I can't blame him. He's had three fouls called him in this game that were really tough.
Poor fellow just gets a bullseye on
his
back when
sure does.
You know, it doesn't look like it's a foul, and he becomes the one that gets picked on there.
So Williams will go to the line shooting two free throws here. I've got that as six turnovers now.
Six turnovers here, as many as we had in the first half,
yeah.
And we're just a little over halfway through the third period.
Williams free throw up and in. He's got three for the quarter, seven for the game for the Lions, 37-25, Galesburg by 12. Carl sits down, McCants back into the game. I don't think you were quite back up here, Steve, when I was running through the individual stats. Jalen had three baskets and four rebounds second quarter.
He was played huge. A significant role these last couple of games.
Williams knocks down both free throws.
Galesburg That's been their biggest 11. Weapon tonight, hasn't it, Brad,
sure
the free
has.
Throw.
Eight free throws in the first half, now two more here in the second half. 10 of their 26 points. Andrew trapped, gets it away. Cornell, right wing three, a little bit long. Weak side rebound to Peoria. Hogan came up with it, dribbled
over
it into
back.
The front court. The Streaks knock it into the backcourt. At least I thought they knocked it into the backcourt. So did Peoria, but it goes as a turnover against them.
Yeah, and there, and 24 Williams is looking like that. And, of course, our officials are going to talk to him here.
Maybe he was jawing too much. Maybe give him a little warning there, possibly.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
11-point Galesburg lead. Streaks with the ball. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Quinn drives in from the left side. Can't finish the shot. Jalen gets an offensive rebound, but that won't go down. And Peoria comes out with it. And now a travel called as the outlet pass to Williams. Cornell came over, got up in his face with that pass, and that forced him to shuffle his feet. Williams frustrated, so he goes to the bench. I like the way Quinn's attacked the basket. He can't get any of his shots to go down. He's been a little frustrated. And now on the inbound, Streaks call timeout as Anderson couldn't find anybody, so Mike calls a 30-second timeout. But I'm not sure he has any, so it's kind of to be a full timeout.
You know, in that situation there, we've had a couple times here today where we've had a difficult time getting the ball in bounds, and it looks like our screens and our cuts are stopping after the initial cut, and they've got to re-screen, recut again when you're getting denied the ball, which that's going to happen against a quick team like this. And I'm sure Coach is reminding them that there and going over our inbounds, sideline inbounds play or plays.
Again, less rhythm here so far to this second half, but the Silver Streaks have maintained the lead. Both teams have each scored six. 37-26, the Galesburg lead with 3:01 to go in the third quarter. On the inbounds, Anderson with a bounce pass to Dotson. Now Andrew gets it back. Still with it on the right wing, dribbles left, poked away, tries to chase it down, can't get to it. Hogan has it for Peoria, driving the other end, and he couldn't handle it, kicking it out of bounds. So now they've got 7 turnovers in the third quarter, 18 for the game. Streaks have 7 third quarter turnovers, 13 for the game.
Yeah, it's been a turnover fest here.
Andrew lobs it into the front court to Dotson, stops at the free throw line, gets it over to McCants. Now Andrew driving down the lane, forces it up, hits the side of the backboard. And Hogan with a rebound. Andrew just is really out of rhythm in all aspects of his game in a lot of ways. There's a jumper just inside the free throw line. Peoria with a miss and the offensive rebound. Cade gets fouled. And he'll go to the line shooting 2 again.
What's happening with Andrew, I think that when you're struggling offensively, then you just try to do too much, try to make things happen that are out of your game. And I think that's a little bit of what he's trying to do right now. He's trying to make too many things happen.
Dan Ruffin is just absolutely hollering at one of his players. The officials, so I thought they were going to switch guys at the free throw line is what they were going to do.
Hogan and Palmer switched, but he switched after his player had the ball, so that's a violation, and we get one shot there. So that's another turnover.
Now Cornell gets the rebound off the miss, and he gets tied up, possession now favoring the Silver Streaks. Dan Ruffin, he barks the whole game, and nobody's immune to his targeting.
No, and he's consistent with that. If he doesn't like something that's going on, he lets you know.
And another bad pass by the Silver Streaks at half court, no less, and Raekwon Bowder steals it with a run out. 37-28, Galesburg's lead is 9. Dribbling into traffic, Dotson gets it away to Jalen, drives in.
Nice body control there. He's always under control.
Almost kind of a fadeaway, driving in from the right side, right in front of the basket to bank it in, and McCants has 8 in the game, and that is his career high on the varsity level now, coming off a career high 6 in the win over Maine South Saturday night. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. The Streaks' lead is 11, 39-28. Hogan doing everything he can to get free on the right side against McCants. They drive in from the outside. Ball batted loose. Loose ball picked up, chased down, knocked out of bounds. Peoria touched it last. Give the Streaks credit, getting their hands in there, going for another missed shot.
Yeah,
on that one.
Great defense again. Yep. The hands are all over. The hands are in the passing lane. The hands are up to contest shots. And there were a number of them there coming off of in help situations. Really a good defensive possession.
Yeah, we'll be nice and give them a missed shot because neither team needs another turnover.
No, they sure do not.
Quinn Anderson across midcourt. Carl comes out high for the pass. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Jacob drives in, a little bit strong off the backboard with the miss. Cade with the rebound for Peoria. Now bringing it across midcourt, Sean Birch, a sophomore, into the game for head coach Dan Ruffin in Peoria. So looking like he's looking for a little solution here, trying to find the right guys. A drive in from the right side and a travel called around Andrew Anderson, and I'm not so sure that was the right call. Hogan's frustrated with that. Dan Ruffin,
a little bit of that
Euro
step, and that sometimes gets
you know, officials a little bit confused.
Carl in the backcourt will dribble it across midcourt. Being chased down from behind, drives it into left side. Cornell shoots a three, and it's long. Rebound batted around. Peoria had a hand on it. Andrew on the weak side also battling for it. Peoria knocked it out of bounds. And that was largely credit to Anderson getting
trying to
in
keep
there.
It alive, yes. We've done a good job of that all day long.
So third dead ball rebound just in the quarter for the Silver Streaks because of plays like that. Now Hodge shoots a three and hits from the right elbow. Khalil's first basket of the second half. He leads the Streaks with 15. It's Galesburg's biggest lead now at 42-28. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Hogan with it. Well outside the arc. Dribbles up. Steps. Shoots and hits the three-pointer. Well,
that's their first three. First three of the game.
You're not going to guard me? I'm going to go ahead and shoot it. And that's what Hogan did. Now Anderson in trouble in the near court, needs help. Cornell comes back. Andrew passes it to him. Dotson drives into the front court. It's poked away from behind by Cade. 15 Galesburg turnovers. Driving in from the right side. Around Carl and the step up and in by Browder with his second basket of the quarter. 42-33. 9-point Galesburg lead. Streaks have 5 seconds. Quinn in the backcourt. Anderson with two at half court. Leans in and just fires it down toward the baseline. That's the end of the third quarter. 42-33, Galesburg by 9 after 3. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling. Woodhull and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Know your way around a kitchen? Knox College is looking for a cook and a baker. These are full-time positions eligible for benefits, including tuition. Must be able to work varied shifts, which may include evenings, weekends, or holidays. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Stick it to you. The new gray WGIL button. And if you're spotted, you can win cash. Find out more at WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Peoria with the ball to start off quarter number four, and Cornell Dotson gets called for a reach to pick up his third foul, fifth team foul on the Silver Streaks, and we are underway with Galesburg leading 42-33. Here's a three by Sean Birch, and the sophomore knocks it down from the left side. And don't look now, but Peoria is within six, 42-36.
And they've hit the last two three-point shots, and they hadn't hit any for the entire game.
Had shot only six, actually, prior to
yes.
that. Now here's another Galesburg turnover. A bad pass, knocked loose. Peoria picks up with it. Browder with it on the right side. They could get within four, maybe three here. This is kind of what happened in the Rockford East game. ERABs had a chance to really put the game away, but they didn't do it in the second half. Peoria put on a little run. Here's Browder for three, and that's an air ball. And the rebound tipped from Anderson into the hands of Carl, who gets tied up on a half on a double team. And a foul called on the Lions on a reach. They went ahead and called that one on Owens, his second.
We've been very choppy with our execution. Almost seemed like we've hurried on the offensive end here and played faster than what we need to. And we've turned it over a lot and haven't been able to score much.
Cornell dribbles to the right wing. Now tries to leave it off behind him. And another soft pass intercepted by Peoria. And a whistle in the backcourt. I think they're going to call a foul on Dotson. So he dribbled into traffic on the right side, then tried to back out, and then just tried to leave a little bounce pass, a very soft bounce pass over to the right side to Jacob Carl, who wasn't anywhere near it. So the 17th Silver Streaks turnover, they actually called the foul on Carl, coming back defensively in the front court, so he sits down with four. Just under 7 minutes to play in the game. A lob pass on the interior, and McCants gets there and steals it away. And now Peoria fouls Andrew Anderson after McCants passed it to him, and that's the fifth Lions team foul.
My score sheet for turnovers is running out of room,
yeah.
Brad.
No kidding. 37 total in this game. And the Streaks had only six in the first
half. Yeah, I mean, we've just been a different ball club here.
Here's Cornell driving in after they break the full court press and attacking the basket. He gets fouled, and the Streaks are going to shoot a rare free throw. They have only 5 free throw attempts in this entire game, whereas the Lions have been to the line a little bit more. 13 free throws attempted by Peoria. The foul on Raekwon Browder was his 2nd, and Dotson can't hit the free throw.
A real key for us is we've just got to get back to getting in sync and some rhythm on the offensive end. We're completely out of sync and out of rhythm of getting into the offense, getting the right shot, just the whole timing aspect of things.
Cornell knocks down the 2nd free throw, 43-36. That's Galesburg's 1st point of the 4th quarter. 7 points is the Galesburg lead, led by as many as 14 in this one. 6:30 to go in the 4th quarter. Up top, hesitation drive by Mosley. Now attacks and draws 3 Silver Streaks defenders. He's going to go to the line shooting too. Cortez Mosley, since scoring 6 points in the 1st quarter, that's his 1st shot attempt since the 1st quarter.
We've really done a good job, Brad, both Andrew and Jalen McCants, in terms of really bottling him up and not giving him anything to the rim.
Was a 2nd foul on Andrew. Mosley knocks down 1 of 2.
They continue to put full court pressure here. They're running a man-to-man full court press, and they'll trap out of it.
Streaks break it into the front court. McCants to Dotson, double team, kicks it out to Quinn. Drives baseline, is going to take it all the way.
Saw the opening. Good decision. He got to the rim. And a big basket there. We needed
45-37, 8-point lead. And now a Peoria timeout, a full timeout, 6:12 to play in the game. Streaks up 8, 45-37. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at courtrightconstruction.com.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Nebraska. Coverage begins immediately after tonight's GHS game.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
And we also have Silver Streaks girls basketball coming for you later today as well, with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, as the Silver Streaks girls Martin Luther King tournament continues. Here, Galesburg boys lead by 8, 45-37, 6:12 to go in the game. I want to ask you about this, Steve. With Peoria picking up the tempo here, at least forcing Galesburg to pick up the tempo and attack the basket, you run the danger of attacking the basket and then missing, returning it over, or missing and them getting a rebound, which then allows them to come back. And let's talk through this possession first, as Mosley drives in, forces up a shot over 3 defenders again, and Mosley now starting to feel, I think, the onus of leadership, and he's attacked the basket the last couple of times. Galesburg up 6, they attack again, and see here, McCants takes it all the way down, attacks the basket, Peoria gets back and fouls him. So here's my question. You run the risk of not being able to execute when you get into this up-tempo attack the basket, which allows them to come back. So at what point do you continue to attack, and at what point do you say, we gotta force them to come after us?
You know, if you have the opening, you got to go. But you also have to be able to make a good decision in terms of knowing when you don't have it. I hope that that's our fans understand that. When you have a clear-cut lane to get to the rim, you got to go.
Which I feel like Jalen did
there. You got to pull it out. I think one thing we're not doing very well is we're not playing under control trying to get to the rim.
Yeah.
Or passing to somebody getting to the rim. That's when we're turning it over, either traveling or throwing away a pass.
Well, McCants did have the opening, I feel.
Yes, he made the right decision there.
And here's a jumper at the other end and a miss. Cornell comes out with a rebound, has the ball knocked loose, falls down, and they say that Cornell kicked it out of bounds. So the Streaks are going to give it up. So a quick jumper didn't go down. Peoria trailing by 8 with the ball. Under 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Up top, here's Hogan driving in. Puts one up from the right baseline. Andrew played good defense on him, but Hogan just hit the little floater.
And that's where you see this. You know, you see their future talent coming to roost in those kinds of situations. They're able to make those kind of shots, and as these kids gain experience,
Jordan Hyde's going to be a power to be reckoned with.
A trap on Andrew Anderson right in front of the Peoria bench, and another one of those fouls called against Peoria on the trap going, you know, again, using the sideline as a third defender. They called the foul on the Lions, again, right in front of the Peoria bench. And boy, Dan Ruffin, he didn't bark about it, but he sure questioned it with the officials right in front of them. And Andrew gets a very fortunate roll on the first free throw. That's Andrew's first point of the game.
Because one thing, when you have somebody trapped with a double team, the thing you do not want to do is foul out of that.
He misses it, but Jalen with a rebound and a putback. The kid's been everywhere on the offensive glass.
He has had a tremendous game and really been the glue here that's kept us together here for the most part.
Coming off his career high Saturday night, he's now got 12 in this game, and the Silver Streaks lead is 9 with 5 minutes to go in the game. Three players for the Silver Streaks in double figures. Here's a bounce pass down low. McCants also almost knocked it loose. Now they get the pass away to Hogan. Pump fakes outside the free throw line. Steps inside. Uses that size to get it up and in. 50-43. And now Hogan has 7.5, 11 for the game for the Lions. Here's Andrew driving it all the way. He found an opening and took it down the right side.
Good decision. He had a path to the rim there, and he attacked the rim under control.
And nobody came over to try to stop him or try to draw the charge. So one of the easiest shots Andrew's had in a long time. And here's a drive in from the outside. We're going to have a foul on the floor, I think, called on Jalen McCants and a hand check. And for McCants, that'll be his fourth.
And that's a critical foul here on Jalen.
Yeah,
he's done such a good
job. Carl on the bench with four fouls, too.
Done such a good job here on Mosley, and we still have 4:24 to play here.
Christopher Williams will check back in for the Lions, replacing Sean Birch. So that's sophomore for sophomore, but Williams, bigger size, a little stronger player, and a missed free throw by Mosley. Anderson with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Now Jalen across midcourt, out of traffic, drives it into the left corner to Hodge, bounces it back out to Andrew. Streaks can play some half-court offense here. Andrew found an opening, takes it all the way in from the right side again. And Andrew's got 5 in the quarter, and the Streaks' lead is back to double digits now at 54-43.
And good to see him getting to the rim and finishing. That's two in a row, outstanding finishes, and we definitely need his scoring.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, Mosley puts up a jumper, missed it. Andrew tips the rebound to Jalen, who's got 6 rebounds in the game. McCants into the front court, leaves it off underneath. Quinn steps back, gets fouled, no call, and now gets hammered on the offensive putback, and Quinn will shoot 2 free throws.
Excellent pass by Jalen, and then a tremendous decision by Quinn, who found himself buried under the rim, used the basket there as a protector to try to get a reverse layup, used the shot fake, and was able to draw the foul. All fundamentally sound decisions and plays by Quinn there.
And Roslyn Owens, the sophomore, is fouled out of the game. He finishes with 2 points, picked up all 4 of those fouls in the fourth quarter.
And with this pressure and where they are foul-wise and where we are with the game clock at 3:44, we're going to need to make free throws here down the stretch.
Quinn misses the first one. Anderson's second one on the way. Off the back iron, off the front rim, falls off, and an offensive rebound put back by who else? Jalen McCants. He's making an argument for a crunch time player of the game for a second straight game.
He sure is. I mean, he has just been fantastic at both ends with really big plays.
And doing it with 4 fouls.
And there's an illegal screen called.
So a turnover on the Lions.
Excuse me, on Hogan.
Second foul of the game on Dionysus Hogan. And 21 turnovers on the Lions, just their second here in the fourth quarter. The Silver Streaks have 3, 18 for the game. Here's Andrew. There's that opening. Down the lane again. Switches hands and puts it up with the left hand and in. And he's got 7 in the quarter. And the Silver Streaks' lead is up to 15 now at 58-43.
Like that. Just like that.
Hesitation drive. Broward loses the handle on it. Gets it to the outside too. Williams drives in from the wing. He found an opening and answers. He's got 6.5 now in double figures with 10 for the game. 58-45 Streaks.
Take care of the basketball here.
Into the front court to McCants. Fires it down low to Hodge. Reverse layup up and in.
Fine pass there. And a great cut. And a little reverse left-handed layup there. Great sequence by the Streaks.
Hodge leads the Streaks with 17 in this game. Here's a jumper. Mosley for 3. Knocks it down from the left elbow.
Good-looking player with an unbelievable future here in terms of how good he's going
to
be.
Down to 2.5 minutes to go in the game. The Streaks' lead is 12. They've got 60 in this game, trying to go 3-1 in the tournament and look for their third straight win overall. Dotson out high. There's an opening. Leaves it off for Andrew. He'll shoot inside the top of the arc. A little bit off the mark. Rebound up and in. Are you kidding me?
McCants again.
He's got 8 rebounds, most of them offensive, and most of his 16 points are on putbacks. And now he knocks a ball loose, streaks with a steal. Cornell Dotson, layup at the other end.
Outstanding job by Jalen making things happen.
64-48, and now Quinn Anderson fouls Williams at the other end, and Christopher Williams will get 2 free throws with a minute 50 to go in the game and the 9th team foul on Galesburg. Jalen McCants in this game, 7 out of 9, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 8 rebounds.
And again, just keeping plays alive. Great touch around the rim with his tip-ins.
Williams to the free throw line, up and in.
And they're backbreakers in terms of momentum, or they're igniters for your ball club, momentum-wise.
And again, he's doing this. He's staying on the floor with 4 fouls.
And still guarding very aggressively.
Yeah.
Not lost his aggressiveness.
You can see why the coaches are so, I mean, if you hadn't seen
extreme high ceiling
yet.
High ceiling for this kid.
In the backcourt, Cornell Dotson breaks the press. Bounces it to Khalil Hodge. I think he got away with a
travel.
And there you go. Jalen McCants with an offensive rebound put back.
Like taking candy from a kid.
Gosh. 66-50. Williams draws another foul. He goes right at Cornell Dotson, who's now picked up his 4th foul.
The last couple of possessions, Brad, as they're trying to get to the rim, we're not getting on their strong hand. We're playing head up on them instead of forcing them to their off hand, and that's allowing them to get to the rim a little easier.
Free throw by Williams, up and rattles around and drops through. 66-51. Silver Streaks, after scoring 28 in the 4th quarter in the win over Maine South Saturday night, have 24 in this quarter. 15-point lead, 93 seconds to go. Williams makes them both.
That's called being able to finish right now.
Full court pressure, stays on by the Lions. Now they back off it a little bit. Quinn Anderson across midcourt.
And a good call there.
Contact by Mosley. Reached out. 4th foul of the game on Mosley. Minute 28 to go, and Quinn will go back to the line shooting 2 free throws where he just missed 2 a moment ago. But, of course, on the second miss, Jalen McCants got in there with the offensive rebound basket. Of course, 10 in the quarter, 12 for the half, and 18 for the game for McCants as Anderson misses another free throw.
I told Jalen as I walked by him there going down to do the interview with Coach Hart that I wanted to be his agent.
Quinn does knock down the second free throw, so that's good to see. We don't want Quinn losing his confidence at the free throw line.
No, Quinn's such a gritty player, and he brings so many things to the table that bring energy to us, and it's all very contagious.
Streaks call a full timeout with a minute 28 to go in the game and a 15-point lead, 67-52. So, Steve, what do you think this timeout is about? Just kind of help kids keep their heads on straight?
Yeah,
here
I mean, just, you know, poise time here down the stretch.
Poise.
Take care of the ball. Don't get in a hurry here. Use pass fakes. Come to the ball. Continue to guard here. Try not to give in easy baskets, and certainly don't stay away from fouls. And you finish the game here, and you take care of business, and we're on a 3-game win streak and come here with a chance tonight to play for a title, potentially. Again, depending on what Rockford East does. You can only control yourselves here.
That's
right. We've done that here this afternoon or late this morning.
And we'll know because the Streaks play the last game of the entire session. Maine South will open up against Peoria at 4 o'clock. Then Manuka plays Rockford East. And Galesburg will take on Dunlap in the finale of the boys' side of the tournament here tonight. Coming out of the Streaks timeout, Williams with the drive down the right side. And the Streaks left Nick Fields down low as an extra defender. What was that, 1-3-1? I didn't see the way
we're in the run
set
1-3-1 here, and that's the other thing that can make them have to shoot the ball and not give up driving lanes.
Here's a drive in from the outside, a miss for the left-hand jumper, and they're going to call a tie-up as Jalen McCants had a hand on the ball, and then Peoria was reaching in there trying to knock it loose. I didn't really see that anybody had possession, but the officials call it as a tie-up, so the Silver Streaks get it. That's going to be Jalen's 10th rebound.
Just take care of the ball.
Minute to
set
go.
Good screens.
Cornell loses Williams on the outside. Steps inside the arc. Gives it to McCants. Jalen Here can they drop in from down low, steal it away, and a drive and a missed dunk by Mosley, and the rebound bats all the way out to the Peoria bench where Andrew gets it back. Quinn with a Euro step up with the left hand, missed it. Rebound tipped back to Quinn and attacks and scores. 69-52. Down to 35 seconds to go. Mosley inside the free throw line, shoots over McCants, missed it. Quinn Anderson with his fifth rebound in the game.
We've got a lot of rebounds here. Yep. Our ball club's got a lot of rebounds here today.
Down to the final 20 seconds to go in the game, and the Streaks really should be able to just dribble this one out, unless Peoria really forces the issue.
Nice win here.
Yeah.
Really a strong fourth quarter here. Gives us, again, two ball games in a row where we finished in a big way.
Strong
mark of a good ball club.
After an ugly third.
Yeah.
The Silver Streaks stuck with the game plan, win at 69-52 to go to 15-6 on the season, their third straight win. Take a timeout, come back, and we'll talk things over with the coaching staff, run over our final statistics, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. As the Streaks win at 69-52 over Peoria, you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports. If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at First Mid-Illinois Bank and Trust on East Main Street and also on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and on Main Street in Knoxville. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
The official WGIL forecast, a winter weather advisory continuing until noon, and then a wind chill advisory from 6 tonight through noon tomorrow. Cloudy with flurries and temperatures falling to 2 by late this afternoon, wind chills near 20 below. Cloudy tonight with a chance of flurries overnight, a low of 2 below with a wind chill near 23 below. Tomorrow cloudy, a chance of morning flurries, a high of 15 with wind chills in the morning near 21 below zero. Right now it is 10 above with a wind chill of 9 below at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final score from John Thiel Gymnasium, 69-52. Galesburg knocks off Peoria High. Earlier today, Rockford East was a 69-53 winner over Maine South. So So that puts Rockford East and Galesburg in a tie. Both teams at 3-1 now, but by virtue of the E-Rabs' win over the Silver Streaks in the first game of this tournament, almost 2 weeks ago now, on a Thursday night, the E-Rabs have the tiebreaker, so the Silver Streaks need Minooka to pull off kind of a little bit of an upset at the 5:30 game tonight in order for the Silver Streaks to have a chance at winning their own tournament here. So our post-game now, as we'll wait for head coach Mike Reynolds. Steve, we haven't talked about the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Do we need to talk?
I don't think we need to. I mean, if you know, we described what we saw here on the radio here, but to watch it in person was an impressive display and performance on both ends of the floor, and in my mind, just an execution of being an outstanding athlete and basketball player.
Jalen McCants. For the second straight game, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He finishes with career highs of 18 points and 10 rebounds. Almost double. A superhuman effort. But, I mean, just Johnny on the spot. I mean, just right there to... I mean, I don't want to call it garbage time because these points, these rebounds were crucial to the Silver Streaks and be able to maintain and build on that lead. And I give the kid all kinds of credit. He's...
You know, one of the things that you can't teach as a coach, you can try to help with it, but it's an innate ability, and that is instinct. And he has tremendous instinct. And right now, a strong basketball IQ. He makes good decisions, but his instinct on how to play the passing lanes, where to get to on the offensive glass, his ability to time in terms of tips, it's really good. It's outstanding, in fact. And he's a sophomore who's going to get bigger and stronger and more confident and add more skills to his game. Again, a future that's got a very high ceiling.
Andrew Anderson had a nice offensive fourth quarter as well. Hopefully that allows him to get some of his confidence back as the Silver Streaks are going to need him down the stretch. But Silver Streaks win it here today, 69-52 over Peoria, their third straight victory, and now 15th on the season, matching the 15 wins they had all of last year.
And 27 points again in the fourth period, yeah.
Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Talk things over with head coach Mike Reynolds as he joins us now and get his thoughts here on this game.
I don't like, and you're a team guy too, and I don't like to talk about individuals that much, but in this situation today, Jalen McCants coming off the bench and what he did for us on both ends of the floor, on the glass, he had a double-double. I mean, this kid's a sophomore. He's getting better and better. I mean, it's pretty impressive to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that was his kind of game, you know, a little free-flowing and able to jump up and be athletic and tip the ball in. He's got good hands, and he handled the ball, and it's nice to see him, really. I mean, I don't know that he saved the day today, but he sure made the day a lot easier there in the fourth quarter, and you know, he saved the day probably the other night in the fourth quarter, so it's nice to see him. You know, you bring Carl out for a minute thinking, oh, we're going to get him out for a minute or two, and then Jalen goes wild again, and we have to put him back in, so that's actually benefits us for later, too.
How do you coach that? I mean, in terms of being where he is to be able to get those offensive rebounds, he sneaks in after him, his free throw gets another one. Where does that come from? That's got to be instinct.
Yeah, just instincts, and it's being engaged in the game all the time. I mean, that's the one thing about young guys is, can we keep them engaged all the time? That's hard. You know, that's a hard thing to do because, you know, when you're playing at Lombard and Churchill, you don't have to be that engaged when you're good. You know, when you're playing in a freshman game or sophomore game, you know, sometimes those young guys look better in a varsity game than they do in a sophomore game. And I think that's what the comment about Jalen is, because they try to play too different and maybe they don't play with the same engagement. And he just has fun playing, and it's nice to see. It's nice to see him get rewarded because he's put a lot of hard work in here this year.
And those things he's doing on the glass and free throws and getting into position mean you are engaged, and it mean you don't do that without paying attention. Talk a little bit about, I mean, right now, and again, when I say we're a young ball club, inexperienced till we've picked when we play 20 games, but still it takes a long time to get where you want to be. What happens when we have, for instance, we had a great second period, and then we have a terrible third period, and then we come back and have an outstanding fourth period? How do you evaluate that, and what are you trying to do to get us, like I know you want us to be, consistent?
Well, I just think that, you know, like we always said, geez, the other team's trying to win too. You know, so they came out and played a little more aggressive, I would say. But eventually, you know, there's they're spoils for doing that. You know, now 15's on the bench with some fouls, their best player. 42's got some fouls, 44's got – so their better players start to get rack up fouls by playing a little aggressive. And, you know, we were able to withstand their little flurry. You know, I don't think we ever – you know, we were up 9 or 10 at half, right? And then, you know, going to the fourth, still up about close to that amount. So, you know, they hit that 3 to start the fourth quarter and got it to 6. And we were actually in a box and one there against 15 to try something different. And you know, we left number one open. He hit it. And then we went back to man and then, you know, kind of finished it up from there.
We thought, let's talk about the defense on Cortez Mosley because, you know, just from a statistical standpoint, we thought this said a lot. He had 6 points in the first quarter. He didn't take another shot in the game until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen McCants guarded him in the second quarter a lot. Andrew guarded him in the second quarter a lot. Jalen got there in the third quarter and guarded him, kind of shut him down. Then he got fouls. So then, you know, when he got back in, though, I mean, he bullies his way to the rim as good as anybody we play. I mean, and I don't think he's fouling. I just think that's the way he plays. He's aggressive. He's good. You know, you remember here at this tournament last year, he was good. And I think he's just a junior. Am I remembering that?
Yeah.
So I guess next year he'll be really good again. And I don't know. So it's he's a tough matchup and a tough guard. If they had a few more shooters, it'd be really tough. But, you know, you can gap a little easier against them than you can with some teams. So it makes his traffic around the rim a lot harder to get through.
I got nothing else. I think the guy ought to go home and rest a little bit. And we're a little bit at the mercy of what happens tonight with Rockford East, but we've done what we needed to do, take care of our business by winning 3 impressive ball games, and I think getting ourselves back going the right way.
And that's really the bottom line, is it not, Coach? And we go back to when you and I talked before the first game on Saturday, you know, that game was about, you said at that point, you know, it's not about the tournament. And
right.
Really, that's still what you're looking for from these kids as we finish things off tonight, right? Is just keep moving forward.
Well, I mean, the one thing about it is I don't even know where the trophy is from last year. We take them all out of the locker room after the last game of last year. So we want to add our own to it. But at the end of the day, we can't say, oh, well, we don't have a chance to win the tournament. We only win 3 games. You know, we need to win our fourth game here. And, you know, 16-6 sounds better than 15-7. I know that.
No Absolutely.
Doubt. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank you.
Silver Streaks again will play Dunlap to wrap things up tonight. We'll have more postgame coverage from John Thiel Gym when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
I spent my whole life believing I was the only one to escape the bad eyes gene in my family. But ever since I hit the big 4-0, I spent a lot of time moving my arms around to get the fine print to focus. My wife laughed at me the other day when I asked our 7-year-old to read my phone for me.
Sorry.
Yep, I think it's time.
Just because you've never had vision problems doesn't mean you don't need a yearly eye exam. As we age, our eyes change, and it's common for vision problems to occur midlife. Let the doctors at Kehoe Eye Care give you the most thorough eye exam available and ensure you're seeing the world clearly. Make an appointment today
at Kehoe Eye Care. We care for people, not just eyes.
I'm Will Stevenson. Galesburg High School students did well at a theater festival over the weekend. We'll find out about it tonight at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it here today over Peoria, 69-52. Galesburg goes to 15-6 on the season. Let's take a look at our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve, start us off with the team numbers, if you would, please.
Yeah, Peoria High was 16 out of 39, 41%, 3 out of 7, 42%, and we did not give up a 3 until into the fourth quarter. And we shot our best shooting night of the entire season, 27 out of 58 for 46%. I think a real key there is obviously 46%, but the real key is we got off almost 20 more shots than they did.
Wow.
Because we really crashed the glass. We were 6 out of 17 from beyond the three-point line, 35%, reasonable. You'd like to, you know, be up a little bit higher than that, but reasonable and right around, you know, where we are season average-wise. We're about 32%, so we shot a little bit better there. And they we out-rebounded them 35-24. Again, a big statistic there. And, again, we got to the glass on the offensive end, again, i.e., Jacob McCants there a lot. Or Jalen McCants, I'm sorry. And then they turn it over 21 times. We turn it over 19 with the big period where we had the tough third quarter where we had 9 turnovers. You know, very, very fine finish again. And again, against a ball club that's very dangerous because there's a lot of talent there and one individual player that, you know, borders on superstar status there as a high school player.
Yeah, I am very curious to see how his game continues to evolve and if they're part of our tournament again next year, as Mike Reynolds and we talked about on Saturday. You know, this tournament may not look the same next year because of some changes in how the IHSE is allowing teams to structure their schedules, but... yeah, another
year. And you'd sure like to have Peoria in this somewhere or the other. That's a great tradition, great basketball program, and an up-and-coming team here with those young players are going to get better and better.
Let's take a look at the rest of the final statistics. The Lions finished 15 out of 20 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 9 out of 15. Lions put 3 players in double figures. Christopher Williams led the way with 14. Cortez Mosley, about whom we were just talking, 13. He had 6 in the first quarter, 6 in the final quarter, and then 1 in between. Dionysus Hogan, a freshman, off the bench with 11. So they were led by a sophomore, a junior, and a freshman offensively in this game here today to kind of follow up on Steve's comment about it being a young team. Raekwon Browder off the bench had 4. Sean Birch, another sophomore, had 3. Then Armand Palmer Jr., Broslin Owens, and Tyler Walker all finished with 2, and Michael Cade II had 1. Silver Streaks also had 3 players in double figures, led by our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jalen McCants, with 18 points. He had a double-double, 18 points, 10 rebounds. Khalil Hodge had 17, including 4 straight three-pointers in the second quarter, and Cornell Dotson also finished with 17. Andrew Anderson had 7, all of those coming in the fourth quarter. Quinn Anderson off the bench with 6. Nick Fields had 4. Jacob Carl and Justin Edoff did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win at 69-52. We'll wrap things up from John Thiel, Jim, when we come back after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Final thoughts from John Thiel Gymnasium as the third game of this first session is underway. Dunlap against Minooka. And we'll be Minooka fans later tonight when they play Rockford East. So we'll need the Indians to knock off the E-Rabs for the Silver Streaks to have a chance to win their own tournament. They got business taken care of here today, 69-52 over Peoria. The Lions led the entire first quarter. Then the Silver Streaks went on a little bit of a run. They were down 11-6. They outscored Peoria. Another one of these runs that we talk about, Steve. 11-0 run that put them up 6. And the Streaks led the entire rest of the game. But as you and I were just talking off the air, you know, it's a 17-point win. Streaks put up 69 points. That's pretty good offense for them. And, you know, holding team to 52, that's probably even a little more points than Mike Reynolds wants to give up in a game. But, you know, I look at our stats. I see 19 turnovers for the game, 9 in the third quarter, 5 of 10 shooting in the fourth quarter. I don't want to complain, and I don't want to come across that way. But as a coach, you've got to look at those things. Even coming out of here feeling pretty good about a victory, you can't overlook those kinds of things as a coach, right?
Absolutely, Brad, and that's a great point. I think, and Coach Reynolds has always done this, and I think any coach that wants to achieve excellence and win championships does this. You're trying to prepare to beat the best. Now, this is an up-and-coming club, but right now they're a team they're not going to win a lot of ball games. So we can't afford to turn the ball over 9 times in a period and survive against a good club. And I thought what we did there, and we talked about it as it was happening, is we got to playing too fast. You know, again, one of the things you're trying to do in sports is you're trying to get the other team to do what they don't want to do. And they got us playing awfully fast, which is their strength. And again, we made a lot of turnovers by just playing fast, self-inflicted from playing fast, making bad decisions or trying to dribble the ball too quickly or stopping too fast and being out of control. So those are things, again, that are learning situations. And I know they'll address that because we can't make those kinds of commit those kinds of turnovers against really good teams and survive.
Silver Streaks will play Dunlap tonight to wrap up this 2018 edition of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Our pregame scheduled for 6:40 and the tip-off at 7 o'clock. Again, Dunlap and Manuka playing right now. That'll wrap up this first session. And then starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Maine South against Peoria will be the first game of the final session. Rockford East will play Manuka at 5:30. And the Streaks and Dunlap will wrap things up with the Gillsburg girls game in between. We want to make sure we invite you to join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for that game as the Silver Streaks continue their Martin Luther King Tournament this afternoon here on WGIL. So we'll wrap things up for now from Field Gym. Steve and I will be back with you for the boys' game tonight. Hope you can be with us for that here on WGIL. Our thanks to Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. For Will, for Steve Cheeseman to my right, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon from now from John Field Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.